This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
And I mean, this is an opportunity. We talk about windows, and most of the time when we use that term, we're talking about Super Bowl window. But the Lions have this opportunity, and whether it's L'Jarius Sneed, Christian Wilkins, Chris Jones, insert any free agent, they have this opportunity right now in terms of window of the salary cap, where they have this room. They can extend some guys, which will actually end up creating some more room, but it's going to be that short-term room. And you mentioned it, you about filling some of that with a guy like Stephen Gilmore that can come in and be a corner. He's at the end of his career, but there's this window of about 2 years where they're going to have some cap flexibility.
Yeah,
who fits into that? And I'm curious your thoughts on whether it's Stephen Gilmore, as you've already said, or it's like Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jared Goff, Penei Sewell is going to be coming up. Like, how do they allocate funds, and what does the contract extension for Amon-Ra St. Brown look like this year?
Well, we're hearing it's going to be probably $26 to $28 million range, which, look, man, that's the price you pay for having one of the best players in the NFL, right? We know Tyreek Hill, I think, sets the bar right now at that position with 30. Doesn't sound like Amon-Ra is going to get close. Well, not going to reach that number.
Right.
But if it looks like something like 27, 27 and a half a year, look, that's the price of, of doing your job well, finding, you know, stud players and finding all pro type guys.
You're going to have to
pay. Yeah. And that's your motto, right? Now you got to go out there and pay the piper. So, we know how important Amon-Ra is to this team, right? We just do. I mean, he's kind of the cornerstone of that offense. He's the engine that kind of makes everything go, at least with Jared Goff. We know he's his safety valve. So I would have no issue, whatever that number looks like in that $26 to $28 million range. That's just the price you pay. And he's one of the best players, not only receivers, one of the best players in all the NFL. So I don't know what it depends. The timeline here is going to be important, though, right? A lot of teams choose to get extensions done before free agency starts so that they know exactly how much money they have.
Yeah.
The Lions are kind of taking the slow approach where maybe they want to hit free agency first, so then they can really try to figure out how they want to structure these extensions, right? Do we want to front load them? We have a ton of cap space. Let's say you go into free agency and you don't land some of the big fish that you have, and you're sitting there saying, oh, we got $60 million. Well, let's give Goff the extension, Amon-Ra the extension, and let's front load those to fill up some of that $60 million, right? Or do you go sign a couple guys, hey, we got L'Jarius Sneed, we got a Danielle Hunter. Now we know how to restructure these contracts with Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jared Goff, where we're going to have low cap numbers for the first couple years. And then by the time that Danielle Hunter and L'Jarius Sneed, their numbers start to go down, these numbers start to come out. So you try to balance things out. So I think the timeline is going to be important here of when they get it done. Do they want to get these done before free agency? So you can go in and knowing, hey, we've got $70 million this year. Do we want to spend that on a couple long-term contracts, or do we want to try to get some guys, like I mentioned, the Stephon Gilmore, maybe on a 1 or 2 year deal and kind of front load those guys. That's going to be important to see. And I think, look, the Lions haven't been in this position in the last couple years with any high-end players, but we know their MO has kind of been, they don't have an issue going up to free agency and kind of testing the market out, right? We saw Alex Anzalone went all the way up to free agency, right? Yeah. And then he came back and re-signed with Detroit. Same thing with John Kaminsky, you know, went all the way up to free agency. Okay, what's the market at? Okay, this is where we're comfortable. We'll give you this deal. He comes back, right? So I think the Lions' MO is kind of, especially when it comes to some of their own guys, let's go test where the market's at. And then if we feel comfortable with that number, then we'll make that offer, right? So you could see that with a guy like Jonah Jackson, right? That we don't know yet, right? Maybe they're thinking, hey, the market's going to be 10 to 12.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
You kind of mentioned it earlier. I think guards are going to get broke off this offseason because there's not a bunch of high-end tackles that are available. And teams need offensive linemen, which I think 15, you're going to be looking, I think, even north of that. I think some of these high-end guys, you might be looking 16 to 18. So if you're the Lions saying, hey, we think Jonah's worth 12, and he goes out and all of a sudden he's got a deal for 15, 16, and you're saying, you know, maybe a little bit out of our price range, or maybe, you know, could be the opposite, right? Maybe his best offer is $10 million a year, right? You don't know, right? But I think that's something that the Lions, and it's a risky game, right? You could lose big, you could win big. You could go out there and say, hey, we think our guy's worth this. We could have got him at this number. Oh, crap. Now we got to get him at we got to offer way more, right? It's a risk and reward, but I think that they've kind of shown that's at least their mode of operation when it comes to free agency, is to kind of let the market open up, see where they fit in, and then try to make some offers to get their guys back. They're not going to do that with Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jared Goff, I don't think. I think they've got numbers in their head, and they're saying we're going to re-sign these guys no matter what the market looks like. The only question is the timing. When do they do it? Before free agency, after free agency? They've got geniuses up there, nerds that are punching numbers and crunching numbers and doing all that stuff. That's their job. Mike Disner, that's his job up there to kind of crunch those numbers and fit everything in. But I do expect the Lions in a couple weeks to be, you know, kind of one of those hot teams that is interested in at least making one power play move, right? So far, coming out of the combine, it sounds like it's going to be for a corner. They're going to at least attempt that. And it should give us a whole lot to talk about heading into this offseason.
Well, free agency starts a week from Wednesday. Legal tampering will start next Monday, a week from today. So next week.
Tampering. It's like legal speeding. The speed limit is 70, but you can go 90. It's legal. Speeding. We'll only for these 2 days.
We'll bring you some names. We'll bring you some as we continue to hear more coming out of Allen Park and what's going on around the NFL. So make sure you like, subscribe, and let us know your thoughts right here on Necessary Roughness.